Hello there. I'm Dr. Curtis Finch, Superintendent of Deer Valley Unified School District. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Soup Scoop Podcast. The author C.S. Lewis once said, "The task of a modern educator is not to cut down jungles, but to irrigate deserts." With that quote in mind, it's easy to see so many blossoming DVUSD students in the deserts of northern Arizona. And those students are doing well thanks to the cultivation of their learning at the hands of their teachers. What helps the teachers grow? In many cases, it's National Board Certification. On this episode of the Soup Scoop Podcast, we'll learn more about the National Board Certification process, and we'll meet the five brand new board certified teachers in DVUSD. You'll hear their stories of how and why they became nationally board certified and what it means to them and their students and to the district and community in the big picture. That's coming up after this quick pause on the Soup Scoop Podcast.
If your child is turning 5 by August 31st, now is the time to sign him or her up for kindergarten at a DVUSD school. This is a new and exciting time for your child, with new surroundings, new friends, new skills, and new challenges. And DVUSD promises to nurture and care for your child in a safe and secure environment. DVUSD Kindergarten is a free full-day program with special classes for art, music, and PE. Before and after school care is also available. To sign up today or for more information, visit dvusd.org/kindergarten.
Welcome back to the Soup Scoop Podcast. I'm Dr. Curtis Finch. The National Board website defines teacher certification as the most respected professional certification available in education, providing numerous benefits to teachers, students, and schools. It was designed to develop, retain, and recognize accomplished teachers and to generate ongoing improvement in schools nationwide. That's a very accurate statement about a very rigorous process. But what does it mean to DVUSD's board-certified teachers and, by the extension, their students and the community? We'll get those answers today as we learn more about the program and meet board-certified teachers in DVUSD. First, let's learn more about board certification. What is it and why is it so important? To share more about that, let's hear from board-certified Alexis LaDuca from Mountain Ridge High School.
My name is Alexis LaDuca. I am an English teacher at Mountain Ridge High School, and I have been with the district for 27 years. And I have been lucky enough to be National Board Certified since 2017 and get to work with Stephanie Eubank to help grow National Board within DVUSD.
Tell me a little bit about how this process helps you become a better teacher.
The best thing about National Board is that it meets you where you are, and it's celebrating what you already do in the classroom. It's not hoops that anyone has to jump through. It's showing the magic that happens each and every day within your classroom and how you're bringing learning alive, focusing on national standards. And it's a process that's both reflective, and it's genuinely the best PD I've done, because I get to learn and grow with every minute of the process. And even after getting your certification, you're still working with NBCTs and getting to see and grow your own classroom. So it's very reflective and incredibly rewarding.
Tell me a little bit about, if I was a new teacher or a veteran teacher, why I should even think about this process first.
The process is really a great chance to reflect and look at what you're doing in your classroom and why. So many times as teachers, we make that magic happen and we don't slow down to look at all the decisions that we make. And as we are breaking down and reflecting on what we're doing, we're really able to see everything that is helping students grow and learn academically, but also help us as teachers grow and develop our own skills. When you're first interested in National Board, we have lots of opportunities to share with you what the National Board certification process is, and we're able to really recognize that this is something that is a top-tier certification, but the nice thing is it was created for teachers by teachers. And when we say teachers, that includes counselors, administrators, everybody. So going through that process, we also have a district pre-candidacy class, we have resources and support within the district, and we're very lucky that we have phenomenal support from administrators to Dr. Finch to everybody, really helping to champion the process and dig in and understand how exciting and authentic it is.
So if I wanted to do the process, where would I start?
You would want to start by taking a pre-candidacy class. The best part about a pre-candidacy class is it's offered for free a couple times a year through our district, but that's what gives you an overview of the four big components that come with a national board. And it's also the prerequisite to help get funding. We know that cost is sometimes an issue, but the pre-candidacy class is what helps to ensure you have that funding covered.
Well, we have over 20 now in our quiver and mm-hmm. many more in the pipeline. So it is growing, and that's exciting to be a part of that. And how do you get the word out to staff? I know you're obviously an influential person. What are some of the ways that you can get this information out to folks besides Dr. Finch's podcast?
Yes, the podcast is an excellent opportunity. A lot of it is word of mouth and sharing our stories. We are, Stephanie Eubank and I are more than happy, as well as our other coaches, to come to campuses to talk to the staff. We schedule multiple information sessions throughout the year. And also, we're in touch with administrators, and we let them know that if they have someone who might be interested, just to reach out and let us know. And luckily enough, a lot of our current MBCTs and our candidates give us a little whisper and say, hey, so-and-so might be interested. So they very quickly hear from us. But really, it's kind of sharing how it's influenced our lives. It sometimes seems like there's a trick to it, but it's genuinely something that is inspirational, and it's pretty exciting just to be able to share how it's impacted my own life and my peers who are also MBCTs.
So it's really your story that multiplies.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, thanks for helping us as a district continue to raise our game. And this is obviously a major piece of it, and we want more teachers to get involved in this. So keep up the great work.
Thank you.
You heard Alexis mention Stephanie Eubank, and that's a name you've heard before on the Soup Scoop. Stephanie oversees DVUSD's teacher prep program, which we featured in December. That program helps people outside of the public education system become teachers with on-the-job training. Stephanie is also twice board certified.
I am Stephanie Eubank. I am the teacher prep program coordinator. And so I get to work with teachers that are just entering the profession, but I also get to work with teachers that are advancing their certification and getting their national board certification.
Tell me a little bit about MBCTs. Obviously, that's a program that's growing in our system.
It is.
What's your role in it, and how do you impact it?
Yeah, so I am one of the district lead coaches, and so I coordinate our monthly cohort meetings. So our network in DVUSD does all kinds of candidate support. So we help facilitate candidates that are not only trying to achieve the first time, but also trying to maintain their certification.
So if a person wanted to do this process, do they go to a website? Do they go, they give you a call? How does it work?
So the easiest is to reach out through email, stephanieeubank@dvusd.org or Alexis LaDuca. We're the two lead coaches. They can also find us through the Department of Data Analysis and Organizational Improvement. We're connected through there. And then they can kind of reach out and find out more about what National Board is.
You also are certified.
I
this
am.
Is your, you did, this is the second lap for you. Tell us a little bit about what this process has meant to you individually as a teacher and then obviously as a leader.
Yeah, so it's kind of this in-depth look at your teaching practice and what do you do and why do you do it, but more importantly, how does it impact your students? And so the first time around, I really looked at what am I doing and how am I making instructional decisions? The second time around, it's more about how am I continuing to grow as a professional and not getting stuck in a rut. And so that was really meaningful to me to not just keep doing what I've always done.
What, as someone listening to this podcast, what's the why, the purpose side of it? Well, why would I want to do this?
Yeah, because this is the most meaningful profession in the entire world. And so if national board certification is important for doctors and it's important for lawyers, then it's important for teachers.
How does this help them grow? Obviously, you said it looks like maybe a cohort concept. It's maybe PD in real time. It's reflective. How is that better than, say, going to university and getting another degree? What's the difference?
It's PD about you. So it's about your practice, your classroom, your kids. You are looking at your classroom. You are really studying yourself. And what do you do and why do you do it? So it's more than just theory and, you know, what other researchers have looked at. It's really looking at you. And so that's where the rubber meets the road. You know, we've all sat through PD where we walked out and have gone, well, that could have been an email, right? But this is really more about really diving into your own practices and your own students and the things that really make a difference to you. And when you can take a step back and you can really not just reflect on you and why you're doing things, but really take a look at, you know, watching yourself teach. Gosh, that's huge, right? A little uncomfortable, but, you know, taking a look at your content and how you teach that content, how you respond to students in your classroom, how you interact with other professionals, how you interact with students, all of those things, that's what takes you deeper as a professional.
Well, as you know, our program's growing. We have almost 24 that are certified and probably more even in the pipeline. Mm-hmm. So it has potential to be a major influencer on our teaching profession and obviously our students. So we want to thank you for all of your efforts, keeping us moving forward. And hopefully you'll get some phone calls and emails and some more teachers will say, I want to try it myself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Keep up the great work.
Thanks.
Another name and voice you've heard on the Soup Scoop before is Judy Williams. Judy and her daughter, Tessa, were featured in our ASPRA award-winning episode highlighting mother and daughter dynamic teaching duos in DVUSD. If you listened to that episode, you know how the classroom called Judy back after several years at the district office. And now she has her second board certification to share with her students and family members at Anthem School.
Hello, Dr. Finch. My name is Judy Williams. I teach third grade here at Anthem School. I am so excited to be with you.
Well, it turns out you have got this certification twice now. So tell us a little bit about the process on the first lap and maybe the second.
The first lap was full-on reflection. I was about 7 years into my career, and I just wanted something more to challenge me and help me think about how to become a better teacher and meet the needs of my students. So it was very grueling, but I had a team and support, so I made it, which I was very, very thankful for. And now the second time, I actually waited a really long time. I wasn't in the classroom anymore. So I decided to go back and go visit a new to the profession teacher and video and teach in her classroom and reflect on the national award process through the eyes of a new teacher and through what my support looked like and didn't look like, and then submitted it. I felt like it was a little risky because I wasn't following the typical norm of reflecting on my own practice as a teacher, but really as a teacher and helping teachers. And National Board agreed with me that that worked. So here we are. So
nice.
Yay!
Congratulations. So this took a while. You've been at this now if it's two laps, maybe over the last 10 years then.
This is my 19th year in Deer Valley.
Wow.
So,
okay.
I guess I've been at it for 10 years, I would make it.
Yeah, for sure. Good job. Tell me about your new experience here at Anthem Elementary and how this will impact the students.
Starting over, being out of the classroom, I've been out for 8 years, and coming back, it's a lot. There's a lot of learning, there's a lot of curriculum, there's a lot of focus, and this particular group I have is the end of the COVID kids, so they did kindergarten in COVID, so it's a different student, so the practice that I've learned of reflecting on my practice and really just looking at every individual student is what I feel like I'm using the most, because there are a lot of individual needs that are very different than what I'd seen before. So some of the old strategies, the old tried and true, don't work anymore, or they have to have a different version. So it has been challenging, to say the least. I really appreciate every teacher in Deer Valley and understand the pain in a new way, and just then the deeper sense of fulfillment when you actually see them grow. It's really exciting.
Sure. The whole point of education in general is purpose. Why are we here? We're here for the kids. Encouraging your craft to improve over time is always a good thing for any staff member, whether it be administrator, or parapro, custodian, or a teacher. So congratulations on the award, and keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Judy and Stephanie just completed the second lap of their board certification, but sometimes a teacher may be on the fence as to if they should start the process. Lisa Byers at New River Elementary was on that fence, but now she's board certified and proud of it.
I'm Lisa Byers. I'm the reading specialist here at New River Elementary, so I work primarily with kinder, first, second, and third, and providing reading interventions. Heard about National Board probably about 10 years ago, and I was like, I don't know. And then I came to New River, and there was a couple other teachers on campus that were doing the process, and I kind of looked at it again, and then I went through the pre-qualifying stuff where they kind of tell you about the process, and still wasn't sure. And so after a couple months, then I'm like, all right, I'll try it. So it was the last 2 years. The first year was the hardest because I hadn't done anything with National Board up to that point. The test that I had to take wasn't too bad. It was the figuring out how to submit the writing materials, because I'm used to using a lot of big words and, you know, all those terms that we always throw around.
Educationese,
and you just have to be very down to the facts, very blunt, just kind of put it out there, explain everything in a lot of detail. And so just trying to get through that process was challenging. And then when I actually like would submit the components, I would like have this moment of dread before I click the button and be like, I don't know, should I look at it again? Because I think the first component I did, I must have revised it like 20 times or more. And so, yeah, that was my first experience. And then this past year, I did the other two components. It was easier, but it was also harder because there was more in depth. I mean, I think I had like 30 to 40 pages that I had to submit for one component last year. Yeah, it was a lot.
Congratulations. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
There's a lot of work that goes into the board certification process, but the benefits show that work is worthwhile. Just ask Laura Altmeyer, a Renaissance gifted teacher at Canyon Springs STEM Academy. One benefit is the acknowledgement of all her hard work.
My name is Laura Altmeyer, and I am a second and third grade Renaissance teacher in Deer Valley.
All right. Tell me about this certification. What does it mean to you?
It means that I have worked really hard and somebody noticed.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, tell me a little bit about the process. What do you have to do?
It was a lot of work. It was a lot of work, but it was really an opportunity to look inside, you know, to look inside how you're teaching, what you're doing, how the kids react. It was a growth experience.
Right, it did take a while.
It took me, let's see, almost 3 years.
I'll be darned.
Yes, it took a long time.
Oh, so this is a big deal. You made it to the finish line.
It is a big deal. Nice. It is a big deal, and I mean, it feels great. But as far as your teaching, it gives you the opportunity to just look at every little thing you do, you know, and change things and play off other people and get information. You have a network of great people and teachers in Deer Valley that, you know, that I never would have known otherwise.
So you go through as a cohort and you can share ideas and experiences and what works, what doesn't work.
Yes.
Okay. So it's and really, you know, looking at yourself.
Yes, you totally look at yourself because, I mean, it's hard because at some parts you have to videotape yourself doing lessons, and then you have to explain what you did and what you did wrong and what you would do next time. And, there's a lot of different components to it. But it was just really, it kind of gave me my purpose. Like, I know that these gifted kids are they're my thing.
They're your thing.
They're my love,
Purpose is super important.
Yes.
Gets us up in the morning.
I remember that from the beginning of the year.
That's right.
But this is my purpose, to have everybody understand my truly, highly, profoundly gifted kids. Nice. And they are.
All right. Keep up the great work and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
National Board Certification can also help provide guidance to veteran teachers who have many possible paths to take as their careers advance. Our last National Board Certified teacher just experienced that scenario. Sonoran Foothills first grade teacher, Ann Farmer.
Hi, my name is Ann Farmer. I am a first grade teacher at Sonoran Foothills.
Tell me a little bit about our NBCT program and how it's impacted you as a teacher.
The NBCT program has helped me renew my interest and my love for teaching. I'm at a point in my career where I could go in many directions, and it has inspired me to continue on my journey as a first grade teacher.
What's the number one thing you learned on this lap when you went through the program that maybe has impacted students?
I've learned to have fun. I've learned to have fun with my kids and appreciate them for who they are.
Nice. Give me an example of how you put that in your teaching every day. Or we just left the classroom for a couple of minutes. What's a good example of how you use that?
Well, I really love science and STEM, and so I like to look for ways to integrate science and STEM into my everyday learning, whether it's reading or math, because that's the stuff that kids love to learn.
Nice. You're obviously a veteran teacher. Any advice for those teachers that are thinking about this program, how it could be a good form?
It will take you to new levels in your teaching and take you in directions you never thought you'd go. You'll look back and say, I can't believe what I've learned and how I've accomplished it.
All right. Keep up the great work. We appreciate you and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Now that you're in the know on National Board Certification and how it plays an integral part in how teachers teach, and how students learn and grow from those lessons. If you're a DVUSD teacher interested in the program, simply reach out to Alexis Laduca or Stephanie Eubank in the district's Data Analysis and Organizational Improvement Department for more details or how to sign up today. If you have any suggestions for interviews or a show topic on the Soup Scoop, you can send it to us by visiting dvusd.org/soupscoop. The Soup Scoop can be found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. So make sure you not only listen to the show, but subscribe and comment on your favorite platform. I'm Dr. Curtis Finch, and now you're up to date on all things DVUSD with the Soup Scoop Podcast.